It's the Pinky the Pig Show. Okie dokie, it's me, it's Pinky the Pig, it's time for our show. Thank you for listening from all around the universe and planet Earth to the Pinky the Pig podcast show, where you can listen, laugh, and learn with an oink and a moo. And I'm here with my excellent friend, Mildred the Moo Moo Cow.
Hi, Pinky, how are you today?
I'm awesome, how are you today?
I'm awesome. So, what would you like to talk about?
You pick.
Okay, I'll pick. Today is a birthday from someone from long ago who lived in the 13th century.
Yeah?
And he's a poet. He was a poet, spiritual, mystical man. And he wrote that great quote that you love about the drop in the ocean.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, Rumi. I know who you're talking about. Yeah, that it goes, you are not a drop in the ocean. You are the entire ocean in a drop.
Yeah, you like that quote, huh?
Yeah, you have to think about it again and again, but when you get it, it makes sense because everything is connected. Everything in the entire universe is interconnected. So, you're not the drop in the ocean. You're the ocean. You are the whole entire ocean in a drop. I totally get it.
Yeah, everything is connected, interconnected. Everything in the universe.
Absolutely. Okay, so it's his birthday today. Cool. Where was he born, Mildred?
Oh, he was born in Persia in 1207.
Yeah, that does go way back.
All right, that would be the 13th century. And he also lived in Turkey.
Yeah, I'm not going to make a joke with a gobble gobble.
Are you sure?
A gobble gobble gobble. No, I'm not going there.
You already did.
Yeah, okay.
But anyway, most of his writings were written in either Persian or Turkish.
Yeah, Turkey.
Right, but I mean, they've been translated to many, many languages, and his poems have influenced, you know, the world. I mean, his poetry is international, and people of all religions and all backgrounds listen and recite his poems, and you can hear his poetry being read in churches and synagogues and Zen monasteries and different religions around the world. And he was a firm believer in that what we should focus on is creativity and poetry and dance and music, because that's what brings us closer to the divine.
Yeah, the divine.
All right.
Yeah. Creativity.
Yeah, exactly. And his main point, his focus, emphasizes on the unity of being.
Just being.
Right. And humanity overall.
Yeah, everyone together in humanity. Unity of being.
Right. And pure love.
Yeah, his poetry speaks of love.
Right, and it brings the whole world together.
Yeah.
But Rumi, he spent a lot of his life in a city called Damascus.
Damascus.
Right, that's an ancient city, goes back to Roman times, and it's one of the oldest inhabited cities of the world continuously still today. It's been going on that long.
Yeah.
It's southwest Syria in the country.
Yeah. That's like near the Mediterranean Sea.
Oh, very good, Pinky. It's on the eastern shore, just inland from the eastern shore of the Mediterranean Sea.
Yeah.
And Rumi was not just a poet, but he was a fine musician.
He was?
Yeah, he played something called the spike fiddle. It's kind of an early version of the violin.
I can kind of picture it.
Right, but he also played his favorite instrument. It's called the ney. It's a flute. It's made out of like a hollow cane tube of grass. It came from a plant called a giant cane, kind of similar to the bamboo. It's also called elephant grass. It can be 30 feet tall.
Yeah, that's a tall elephant grass.
Right, and it would be hollow, and they would make holes and blow in it, make musical notes.
Yeah. Okay, Mildred, you gonna read some of his writings, please?
Right, and he wrote many, many books and many, many poems, and the list goes on and on, but we'll just start right here, a little quote. And Rumi said, "Never lose hope, my dear heart. Miracles dwell in the invisible."
Well, that's pretty.
"Some call you love. I call you the king of love. You are beyond all imaginings, taking me places I can't even dream of. O ruler of my heart, wherever you go, don't go without me."
Well, that's beautiful.
And Rumi said, "There is a voice that doesn't use words. Listen."
Oh, that's it, baby. Right there. Right there. Just listen. It's amazing what you will hear.
Absolutely.
No, I mean it, Mildred. I'm not kidding. If you just sit very still and very quiet and very peaceful, you will hear things.
Yes. And Rumi also said, "When you feel a peaceful joy, that's when you are near truth."
Man, he's good.
Yeah. "Your heart and my heart are very, very old friends."
Nice.
"Be like a tree and let the dead leaves drop."
Yeah, you got that right, Rumi.
"Close your eyes. Fall in love. Stay there."
Nice.
Oh, you're going to love this one, Pinky. Rumi said, "Raise your words, not voice. It is rain that grows flowers, not thunder." And Rumi goes on, "Laugh as much as you breathe, love as long as you live."
Nice one.
All right, this one's a little deep.
That's okay.
Rumi said, "Grief can be the garden of compassion. If you keep your heart open through everything, your pain can become your greatest ally in your life's search for love and wisdom." Love is the whole thing. We are only pieces.
Yeah. That one goes right in with the drop in the ocean one.
Correct. All right, Pinky, we have time for one more. You're probably going to have to think about this one.
Yeah, my head is thinking. Trust me, there's a lot of brainwave activity going on up there right now.
Yeah, me too. Okay, Rumi said, "Let yourself be drawn by the stronger pull of that which you truly love."
Oh, yeah, I get that. Yeah, that's cool. I'm with it. Yeah, it's good. It's good. Okay, that was awesome. Okay, Mildred, I'll talk to you tomorrow. I love you.
I love you.